Well, what we have implemented is an email notification system. So folks that maybe are interested in receiving emails that would provide an overview of a few different things, they have the option to go to our website and put their email address in to receive those types of emails. So there's four different email groups people can sign up for. One is just Redwood County News. We use this as kind of just a general email notice. So we've sent information out regarding office hours, you know, when we are closed, or if there are certain events happening, like, for example, there were QuickBooks training that happened this last summer. We have a census informational session that's coming up as well. So that's the email group that will be used to extend notice about those types of things. There's also a group for public and official notices. So those items which are required by the county to put in the local paper still will happen, but this is also another format to receive those public and official notices. If you're looking to receive updates for career opportunities or when there's a job opening, you can sign up for that email group. And then we also have one just for Plum Creek Park. So if you just want to stay current on things happening at Plum Creek Park, you have the option to sign up for that email group as well. So you can select one, two, or all four of them, whatever groups you find to be interesting.
And who's responsible for putting together all of these informations and updates? Who at the county is actually responsible for putting it together?
Probably about a year and a half ago, a group of people came together to try and find kind of more relevant ways to extend information out to the public. And so, as you maybe have seen, there's been an increase in the Facebook content as well. So Redwood County is doing their best to try and provide as much information out to the public as it relates to things happening at Redwood County.
Okay.
So by using Facebook, we also felt that using the platform of this, it's a third-party vendor to help administer the emails, but the content is coming directly from Redwood County. So departments have the option to submit information into the administration department. And then once that information is compiled and based on what group it would be best suited to be sent to, that email is then sent out.
So how do you do it? How do you get onto this?
So just visit the Redwood County website, which is redwoodcounty-mn.us. On the top of the website is a bar which reads, interested in staying up to date with Redwood County News. Subscribe here, and it's a link that will bring you into another page. All you're asked to do is input your first and last name and then also your email address. So super easy.
Okay, yeah, very good. I've just, as a news director here at KLGR, I do wind up going to the Facebook page for the county and the website for the county. They are very good sources just for information about what's going on.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. We're striving to, again, provide some consistency with information going out. So glad to hear that.
Okay. Thank you for talking.
Thank you.